Relocation by Robin Morgan. Episode 1.
Sorry I'm late. I can never get my head round that underground. All those lines, eastbound, westbound, and some of it clearly isn't underground. Sorry, time and place. For the benefit of the tape, I have Mr. and Mrs. Evans in the room. I'm Officer...
Oh, no, we're not married.
We're engaged.
Oh, my sincere apologies. And congratulations. Have you set a date?
December the 21st, next year.
Oh, lovely, winter wedding. Anyway, great news. You know that horrific murder you witnessed?
Yes.
Well, this morning, Darren Bayes was found guilty. Sentenced to 30 years.
30 years? Wow!
Yeah, I mean, he'd be out in 15, 20 tops.
Why do they do that?
Don't get me started on the legal system in this country. And I mean in this country, England. Is that how you say it? England? Back in Wales, we do things properly. Lock them up. Throw away the key. For anything. Fly tipping. Life sentence.
What, really?
Yeah, well, no, but...
But Bayes, he's definitely locked up.
Oh, sure is. Everyone said you did brilliantly. Your testimony was the clincher. The judge said that. All down to you, John.
Wow!
Bayes said it as well. John Evans is the reason I'm going down.
Wow.
Tell me about it. It does mean we've had to change our plans a bit. And by our plans, I very much mean your plans.
What are you talking about?
You're going to have to go into witness protection and relocation.
What? That was never part of the deal.
Yeah, I know, sorry.
How long are we talking?
Life sentence. Metaphorically lock you up. Metaphorically throw away the key.
Officer!
Honestly, the rest of your lives.
No, no way, absolutely not. I'm not leaving everything we've worked towards.
Ah, go on.
No, the rest of our lives. I'm a very healthy man, run 5K every day. The rest of my life could very easily be 70 years. And I'm being modest. Sarah, say something. Why aren't you as annoyed as I am?
If it keeps us safe, John. Plus... I've been stealing the Wi-Fi from the flat upstairs for a year and a half. It's probably best we get out of here before we get caught.
I pretend I didn't hear that.
That said, the rest of our lives is quite a long time.
Yeah, but, you know, look on the bright side. It's kind of like a wedding in a way. Oh, speaking of, had you booked a venue?
Yeah.
Did you pay a deposit?
Yes.
Refundable?
No.
Oof, where was it?
Where my parents got married in Mayfair.
Look at Mr. and Mrs. Monopoly over here.
I'm not from there. Does this accent scream Mayfair to you?
I suppose you took a chance on him, eh? Hey? Hope this news won't give you the waterworks. You get it? You got waterworks, you get
Officer.
It? Yeah, all right, sorry. All right, it's a good news, bad news situation. Bayes is behind bars, but you have to leave London.
Well, do we get a choice of where we move to?
Sarah?
What? I'm just saying, if we get a choice, it might be nice to move somewhere that's not directly beneath that family of professional clog dancers.
They're not professionals. It's a hobby. Anyway, I thought you liked Stefan.
I like his Wi-Fi. Do we get a choice?
Of course. And by of course, I mean, unfortunately not. That decision has already been made for your safety.
Look, this is ridiculous. We're not moving.
Where is it?
Ha! This is the fun bit. Have a guess.
I'm not guessing.
Centre Park!
No, that would be fun. Ooh, I do love the rapids,
oh,
I do.
Same.
Sarah, don't indulge this
Birmingham.
Man.
Birmingham! We could live in my hometown for a change.
Great idea. Let's move to where even more people know your name. We may as well relocate to the bar and cheers.
Oh, come on then, you guess if you're so smart.
Dubai?
Come off it, John. You think we can afford to send you to Dubai?
Oh, you don't need to...
It was a stupid answer, Bab.
Though it is a different country.
Ooh.
I'm not moving.
Come on, let's at least hear where it is.
I thought you'd guessed, given my accent.
Your accent? Sweden? No, Iceland. No, Sweden.
Where are you from?
Wales. Obviously Wales. Land of my fathers. Literally. I was raised by two dads. Very progressive nation we are.
That's not a different country.
Yeah, you can cut that out right now.
Wales?
Yes.
Wales?
Yes, should we go? The M4's a killer on a Friday.
Was that meant to be a joke?
What? Oh, killer? No. No, just a happy coincidence. Come on, you two. Up you get.
I can't believe you talked me into this.
It's for our safety. Do you want to end up dead?
Well, obviously not, but we didn't even have time to say goodbye to Tilly and Tom.
Tilly and Tom? Cats? Kids? Cats or kids? Cats? I'm sure I've known if you're kids. Please say cats.
Neither. They're his chilli plants.
I've been growing them for 3 years. Oh, they're at such a good age.
There'll be plenty of chilli plants where you're going.
Really?
Yes.
Where are we going again?
Hirwine.
Herwine?
Yeah, very well pronounced, Helen. Can I call you Helen?
I'd rather you didn't, seeing as my name is Sarah.
Not anymore. Hearing your new identities. Sorry, I didn't know I threw that at you, John. There we are. Make sure you read and memorise these before any interaction in your new lives.
Brian Harvey. Why is that familiar?
East 17.
I don't know what that is.
The boy band East 17. Brian Harvey was the lead singer.
Look, Brian Harvey is your fiancé, Helen.
Oh, did you choose these names?
No, we use a random generator someone found online.
Like how you find porn names?
Yeah, exactly.
What's your name?
Helen Smithies Cumberside. I'll definitely be taking your surname when we get married. Helen Harvey.
That's not bad. It's better than mine.
Oh, don't be so grumpy. Are you sad we've left London?
We've just given up our lives, Sarah.
Helen!
Our jobs, our house, the wedding venue. Of course I'm sad we've left London.
Would you have wanted to stay another day?
Well, yeah, of course I would. Wait, is that a Brian Harvey joke?
You tell me, you wrote it.
Brian, since we're around the corner, let me tell you a little bit about your new home. In Welsh, Hirwaun means long meadow. Sounds nice, doesn't it, Helen?
It does, actually.
Glad you agree, Helen. It's a little village in the north end of the Cannon Valley, in the county borough of Rhondda Cannon Taf, South Wales.
I seem to know a lot about
it. It's 4 miles, 6 km, northwest of the town of Aberdare, and comes under the Aberdare post town. Now, at the 2001 census...
Are you reading this off of Wikipedia?
No.
You're looking at your phone whilst driving.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Are police officers allowed to do that?
Yes. Let's see, yeah. Shall we? Anyway, here we go, guys. Number 14, your new home.
Oh, it looks nice, doesn't it?
Does it?
Cheer up, Brian, for God's sake. No one's dead, boy.
Well, that man I saw murdered is kind of where we're here.
Is he always this downbeat?
Only when he's not singing. Singing really cheers him up.
What? Oh, another Brian Harvey joke.
Yeah, Bab, yeah.
Oh, my God, what is that?
Oh, gosh, it's a pigeon!
Where's its head?
Oh, there he is. I win. What do I win?
A dead pigeon's head.
This is a sign. I don't want to move here. I want to go home.
Oh, don't be so ridiculous, John.
Brian!
You can't go home.
Helen's right, Brian. You can't go home. Otherwise, you'll end up like, you know.
Can you take that pigeon head away from my face, please?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a bit
cozy.
More.
Cozy, very cozy, yes, I agree. Yeah, comes with all your mod cons.
Like what?
Not entirely sure. Don't really know what a mod con is, to be honest. Heard you on a programme once.
What are the schools like around here?
Oh, the school is very good.
School? Just the one?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Do you know its Ofsted rating?
Oh, yes, it was good. Which is very good, isn't it?
Oh, that'll work, John. Sorry, Brian.
I suppose so.
Helen.
Ah, yeah, thank you. You need to keep across that, you know. You can't go mixing up your name like any Tom, Dick or Harry. Oh, no.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Tom, Dick and Harry names of other people in witness protection.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have to change those now. Anyway, Brian, I lined you up with a job with a local newspaper. Had to pull quite a few favours with that one.
Really? Even though I wrote for The Guardian?
Yes, John Evans wrote for The Guardian. I'm aware of that. Brian Harvey didn't, though, did he? Brian Harvey is lucky not to have to jump through the hoops and complete a week's worth of work experience. Brian Harvey should be quite grateful to a certain police officer standing here now.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, you're quite right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just a little moment. Anyway, you're both very, very welcome. I've got to go now, but you got my number and you call any time and just enjoy your new lives, free of worry, free of danger.
4G.
I'll ignore that, all right? I'll ignore that. Good luck with the job, Brian. Helen, no job for you on account of the pregnancy.
Well, I'm not pregnant.
What?
I'm not pregnant. Are you saying I look fat?
No, of course I just...
I'm messing with you. I am pregnant.
Oh, that was a very mean thing to do, you know. You got a good one here, Brian, you know. A good two, rather.
Oh, no, it is not his.
Another joke! Oh! Oh, Brian! Oh, you lucky, lucky man. I'm so pleased all this happened and I got to meet you guys. I mean, rest in peace, that poor, murdered man. But still, every cloud, OK? All right, gotta run. I'll speak soon.
Okay, speak
lots
soon.
Of love now. Ta-da, bye. Ta-da now, ta-da.
Oh, he's nice, isn't he?
Hmm?
I said he's nice. Are you OK?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's a strange day. Just glad it's the two of us.
Three of us.
And Glenn's just the three of us. I feel much calmer now. Whew! Ha! You know, I just need to get settled, try and relax. Ah! Who is it? What do you want? No one's in. I didn't testify in court. Who are you?
Shall we open the door and find out?
Yes. Why not? You do it.
Well, you're making your pregnant fiancé open the door to a potential intruder. That is such a Brian Harvey thing to do.
Well, I can't do it. I haven't read my fact file yet, have I? Don't open it yet.
No, you can't run forever, Brian. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. I heard shouting. Is everything okay?
Oh, yes. We just get very excited when someone's at the door.
Oh, me too. It's great, isn't it? It's like one of life's little mysteries.
Oh, yeah. So how can I help?
Well, I see you've just moved in, and I thought I'd pop round and introduce myself. I'm Johan, head of the Neighbourhood Watch.
Oh, brilliant. I'm Sam. Happy to see you.
Lovely pronunciation of the word so. Where are you from?
London.
Oh, London.
No.
Where are you from, then?
Brian!
What's that?
Brian!
Are you okay? What's he done? What have you done to her, you bastard?
Yeah, I'm okay, Babs. This is the man from the Neighbourhood Watch.
Head of Neighbourhood Watch.
Right. Nice to meet you.
And you've come at a very good time because he's just asked where we've come from.
Right.
So do you want to answer?
Yes. Hove.
Hove. We're from Hove.
Lovely. I thought you said London earlier.
No, never been.
Never heard of it, have you, darling?
No.
How do you say it? London? No. No, never been.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, I spent a year there as a teenager. I thought it was magic. So much hustle and bustle. Best year of my life.
Great. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Johan.
Johan, it's lovely to meet you, Johan. But we've had such a long day and we've still got a bit of unpacking to do.
Say no more. I'll just leave this with you. A leaflet about how to keep safe in the area. I mean, it's no London.
We're not from London.
Of course. Yeah. Hove. Sounds like bread. Anywho, I'll leave that with you and be on my way.
Okay, thanks for coming round, Johan.
My pleasure. God, I haven't thought about London in years. I used to have a really good friend at school, though. We've lost contact now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sad how you drift apart. I looked at him on Facebook with no sign. John, his name was John Evans. Lovely boy. Welsh-sounding name, but wasn't Welsh. From, you know. Anyway, mustache. Lovely to meet you, Helen, Brian.
Bye. How weird. His friend had the same name as you.
Hmm.
John, I said how weird.
I know him.
What?
I know him.
Did you sleep with him?
What? No! Why would you ask that?
Well, I've never had any reason to believe you've cheated on me, so I thought I'd never get to say that. You cheating scumbag! Just using it while I can. Anyway, you know him! He went to your school.
Yeah, I think so, on some sort of cultural exchange.
What, your exchange student came from Wales?
Yeah.
Az came from France, and I did sleep with him.
This isn't time for one of your jokes, Helen.
Ha! Yeah. Jokes.
I haven't slept a wink.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, I don't know, Sarah. Maybe because I witnessed a horrendous murder, because I testified in court via video link, except the video kept buffering, so they marched me in to testify in front of the man who did the murder, and he kept shouting, I'll kill you at me, because we've had to leave London, our jobs, my chilli plants, our families, the wedding venue, and then to top it all off, I think we're safe and sound here, and who's the first person who knocks at the door? Someone I went to school with!
Oh, I slept amazingly. It's so quiet here.
Sarah, what are we going to do about Johan?
Oh, I don't know. Are you sure you didn't sleep with him?
No, stop saying that.
All I'm saying is you haven't stopped going on about him. Seems like an ex.
Sarah, he could reveal who we are. He could put us, all of us, in danger. Why aren't you taking this more seriously?
Because we're in witness protection. Things are serious enough without me joining in. And also because it will be fine. He didn't recognise you. Andy's the head of the Neighbourhood Watch. He must be rubbish. Imagine all the stuff I could get away with doing around here.
I think the pregnancy is affecting your brain.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, even if he does recognise you, shouldn't we just tell him what's happened? He said you were friends. I'm sure he'll keep it to himself.
No. I remember him at school now. Last night it all came flooding back. On his first day, he was asked to give an interesting fact about himself, and he openly admitted to still wetting the bed at 15. We all pissed ourselves laughing.
I'm sure that made him feel right at home.
He overshared constantly. What are we going to do? I need to ring that police officer.
Oh, no, don't disturb him. It'll be fine.
No, I'm ringing him.
Hello?
Hello, officer? It's Brian. Brian Harvey.
Gotcha. I'm not here. This is an answer phone. Can't believe you fell for it. I can't come to the phone right now, so please leave a message after the tone. If it's an emergency, I apologise for the joke, and please call 999. Ta-da!
Jesus, I'll call him later.
No personal phone calls on your lunch break. Ooh, first day of big boy job. What if you get bullied? What if no one likes you?
Why would you say that? What time are you in work?
Oh, Helen doesn't have a job, remember? Pregnant housewife.
Bit sexist.
No, I'm quite looking forward to it. Whoa!
What? What is it?
Oh, no, it's just a kick. That reminds me, we need to find a midwife here. Thanks for the reminder, fetus. See you in 4 weeks, fetus.
That's not going on the list of names.
You are no fun.
I've got to go. The car they've given us looks rubbish. Yellow. How are we supposed to say hidden driving around in a yellow car? Look at it. Ow! What do you do that for?
Yellow car!
Ow! Stop hitting me!
Oh, don't be so grumpy.
Maybe covering breaking news stories in Hawanu will cheer me up. Is that right, Hawanu?
Absolutely not.
Well, how do you say it?
Absolutely no idea.
So, Brian, here's your desk.
Wow, my own desk. Last place it was all hot desking.
Oh, what was your last place?
Oh, the guy.
Oh, silly me. I got your CV here, I can check.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, it'll all be in there.
KFC?
Yep. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You did hot desking at KFC?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we called waiting the tables. Industry term. Hot wings, hot desking. Colonel loves the prefix hot.
Prefix? Well, well, well. Always happy to welcome someone with new words to the team. Very impressive. So, like I say, here's your desk. The Wi-Fi network is Herald Staff, all one word, and the password is all one word, with spaces in between.
Sure. Anything you want me to lead on this morning?
Oh, no. Free swim. But by the end of play, we do need a couple of Twitter polls and a quiz for the website.
I'm sorry?
Twitter polls. Quizzes. It's what we do now. It's all about the clicks, see? Do a quiz about what hairstyle of H from Steps are you, and it'll keep the admin happy.
Right. OK, I thought I'd be doing investigative, long reads, journalism.
No. Make the quiz as long as you want, though. We once did one on the cheeses of Wales that had 74 questions.
Great, I'll bear that in mind.
If you need me, my office is there, opposite the vending machine. Yes, it is the reason I'm diabetic. Just a joke. But I do have it. Type 2, nasty stuff.
I am sorry.
No, don't apologise. No, only person at fault is me. And that bastard, Freddo.
Yeah, expensive now, aren't they?
£10. Expensive? Remind me never to start around with you.
They're still £10.
Of course. What do you mean, still? You're from the future. You Doctor Who. Anyway, I've got to go. My blood sugar's clearly low.
Right. What kind of H from Steps?
Hiya, do you mind if I sit here?
Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, hi. Johan, was it?
Brian! Funny, I've been thinking about you all day.
Have you? Why? I mean, why? Why? Why have you been thinking of me? In what sort of way?
Well, not in a weird way. I was just so happy to meet you and Helen yesterday. So nice seeing new people move into the neighbourhood. Especially in that house.
Considering what happened...
What happened in that house?
They couldn't get planning permission for an extension. Awful shame.
Oh, right.
Quiet in here today, innit?
Do you work here?
Well, yes and no. Mainly no. As you know, I'm head of the Neighbourhood Watch.
I remember.
Yes, but I also come into the paper and snoop around. See if any crimes have been reported in the area so I can watch that bit of the neighbourhood.
Right, is that legal?
It's not illegal.
So you come in and ask for scoops and then, what, fight crime?
That's exactly it, Brian. Exactly it. Gosh, like you know me. Like we're on the same wavelength. Kindred spirits.
No.
No?
No. I'm actually quite busy, Owen. Got a huge feature here I'm working on.
H from Steps Hairstyles. I'm a blonde curtains man, me. You crack on.
Thanks.
You see... The thing about Neighbourhood Watch is that I keep people safe. I love it. I love keeping people safe. Honestly, the stories I could tell you, the people I've come up against, youths, burglars, gangs.
Gangs?
Mm-hmm.
You've kept people safe from gangs?
Absolutely.
We should talk.
We are talking.
Later. Would you like to come over for dinner?
Brian.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Welcome to the maternity ward. All our advisors are busy at the moment, but one will answer the phone when they're available, and after they've washed their hands of baby gunk. You're
first
in the queue.
baby gunk.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry about the wait. I was just washing my hands.
A baby gunk?
No, I spilt lasagna down my front. Gutted. It's always nicer the next day, isn't it? Who's this then?
My name is Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Hello. I'm 36 weeks pregnant and would like to deliver my baby at your hospital, please.
Oh, this is quite late notice, isn't it, Helen? Why haven't you called earlier?
We've just moved to the area.
Right. And what hospital were you in before?
Hospital of Hove.com.
.com?
Yeah, it was a new startup company. They said they could deliver your baby using an app. Turns out it was a sham. Anyway, can I give birth with you, please?
No, of course. What was your last name?
Smithies Cumberside.
Very posh. Haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, neither had I until recently.
And your estimated due date is?
March 3rd.
Smashing. Did you want to do some antenatal classes, Helen?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Great. I'm running them. We usually do them around someone's house. Makes it feel all a bit less clinical. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Great. I'll be with you at 7.
Hello!
Helen?
Yes, you must be the nurse with the lasagna down her front.
Yes. Can I come in?
Of course. Is there anyone else?
Yes, there's one other couple with a due date near yours, hence why I wanted to sign you up. Otherwise, it's me chatting to a man and wife about said wife's vagina, and it's a bit like I'm trying to initiate a threesome, which I rarely am.
That makes sense.
Is your husband around?
Or? No husband, fiancé.
You've had sex before marriage? I'm only joking. No, of course, that's fine.
Oh, good. I was going to lie and say it was an immaculate conception.
Oh, really glad you didn't.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
How are you feeling about it all?
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, we've just moved here, settling in. I think it's going to be great.
And your fiancé?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he's fine. I mean, it's hard to tell. We've had a bit of a stressful time recently, so his mind's all over the place.
Right. Well, now's the time for him to really get involved. You know, packing the bag, painting the nursery, bit of nesting. Done an IKEA trip yet?
Yeah, where is the nearest IKEA?
Sweden, probably. Might as well just go to Home Bargains.
Oh, well, I'll try my best too.
Mm. Here they are. Don't get up. You're massive. I'll do it.
Oh, reactive safety light, very good. As head of neighbourhood watch, I am impressed.
Thanks again for this lovely offer, Brian.
No, my pleasure. I've always been interested in gangs, as a journalist, and I've always wanted to know the best way to make sure they don't find you, as a journalist.
Right. Well, they won't find you yet. Your home is absolutely tip-top from a security point of view. Lovely lock on the door, that.
No, thank...
Oh,
it's that bloody pigeon's head.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Glyn, the club's going to be devastated. Sheila was his last one.
Glyn, the club?
I'm going to have to take her over so we can give her a proper funeral. Help me find her body.
No, just leave it. What was that?
Shh, get out here!
What should we do?
Let's go inside and see what's happening.
Are you sure?
It's your wife in there.
Fiancé.
John?
Yes, I know. Let's go inside.
Stop! Neighbourhood watch!
Oh, hiya, John, Brian!
What are you doing? And who's this?
I'm pretending to go into labour, and this lady by my head is the antenatal class course leader.
Hello.
Hiya.
The other couple aren't doing the classes anymore.
Why not?
They went into labour this morning.
Right. So it's just me talking to you and your fiancé. Unless, will this man be at the birth?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't discussed it.
No, he won't.
Well, then that's probably enough for one session. Same time next week?
That sounds great. See you then.
Ta-da.
Bye. You're still here, Yeowen?
Yes. Brian invited me over for dinner.
Did he? Have you two been making friends?
Well, yes, no. We certainly have.
Oh, good. Does that mean he's told you his little secret?
Helen, no.
What secret?
That he...
Helen, no.
Well, you've got to tell me now.
Fine, fine.
Oh, good. OK, I'm glad. Shall we do it together?
Fine.
Great. Brian is not...
the father of Helen's baby.
What? What?
I'm not the father. It's a really shameful secret, Ewan, though I'd appreciate you not repeating. Anyway, Helen, do you fancy a takeaway?
Who's the father?
Well, that's really a question that Helen should answer. I'll get the door.
Hiya. Sorry, Miss Call. Is now a good time?
No, no, come in. You're just a person I wanted to see.
Oh, that's lovely. Honestly, in this job, you don't really get to make friends. I think it's because... Oh, the hell is this?
Oh, hiya, Ewan. Who are you?
This is the father of our unborn child.
What? What's happening?
I could not tell you.
I can. Helen wanted to tell our new friend Ewan here about our secret.
Oh, God.
Which, of course, is that you are the father of our child.
Oh, God.
How long are you going to keep this up?
Is that what you said to me when you cheated on me, Helen?
Wow.
Not so nice now the other way round, is it, Helen?
You're really adapting to using these new names. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, let me get this straight. You are the father of their baby, but you're also a police constable who's in charge of looking after those in witness protection.
How did you work that out?
I'm in the neighbourhood watch.
He's head of the neighbourhood watch.
Yes, that's right.
Bugger.
And you're wearing a police badge and holding a pamphlet saying, so you've just gone into witness protection.
Double bugger.
You better sit down, Ewan.
Okay, look, can you put this pigeon in the freezer, though? Glyn, the club would never forgive me.
Oh, it's not Glyn's, is it?
Yeah.
Sheila was his last one. Oh, what a shame.
So are you going to tell him, or shall I?
Let's do it together.
Relocation was written by Robin Morgan and starred Steve Spears, Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths, Beth Granville and Robin Morgan. It was a Zipline production for BBC Radio Wales.